Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, Venezuela's protests. Few peaceful acts of protest are as symbolic as the toppling of a statue. To the list of Saddam Hussein's likeness being pulled down in Baghdad in 2003, the so-called falling of the Lenins in Ukraine, and the removal of a stone Cecil Rhodes in Cape Town in 2015, we can now add the destruction of an Hugo Chavez statue in a town in western Venezuela. It came amid the latest wave of protests against the government of Nicolas Maduro, Chavez's hand-picked successor, that have seen hundreds of thousands of people come out onto the streets. For more than 6 weeks, there have been near daily demonstrations across the country, and unlike in previous years, they have not been limited to the traditional opposition. Venezuela has been in an almost constant state of crisis for years. The economy has slid further into the abyss, while Maduro lacks the charisma, cunning, and popularity of his predecessor. The spark for this new wave of protests was an attempt by the Supreme Court, which, it should be pointed out, is in no way independent, to strip powers from the National Assembly, an assembly that the opposition dominates.
These are court decisions against the Venezuelan people. They are not decisions against the Assembly. I want to say clearly what this ruling means to us. This is simply trash.
Maduro has now gone further, calling for constitutional changes that would sideline the assembly and give powers to a new body packed with his supporters. The big question is what happens next. The protesters are calling for elections. Maduro knows that the ballot box is unlikely to be his friend. Yet demonstrations don't necessarily lead to change. The toppling of a statue is symbolic, but toppling a government is far harder.
For the military citizens to respect the constitution and do not accept orders that mean repression against people that are peacefully in the streets.
The opposition hopes that external pressure will make a difference. The Organization of American States, or OAS, will discuss the crisis later this month. But Maduro has simply threatened to pull Venezuela out of the OAS. In truth, the best chance of change is from within. Not all Chavistas are supporters of Maduro, nor does he enjoy the unwavering support of the military. Protests will continue on the street, but Maduro will be more worried if those around him start to think about alternatives. Whatever happens in the coming weeks, the situation is only likely to get worse and more violent before it gets better. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.